This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing tips for when the difficult person is someone you love. How to truly listen when love makes it hardest to stay quiet. In short, patient hearing with someone you love is not about staying quiet. It is about staying present when every instinct tells you to defend, fix, or walk away. Love makes listening harder, not easier, because the history between you is long and the stakes are high. Patient hearing is a skill with concrete steps, and you can learn it regardless of how badly past conversations have gone. The moment you stop preparing your reply and start absorbing what is actually being said, the conversation changes. Definition: patient hearing tips are practical techniques for sustaining focused, non-defensive attention during emotionally charged conversations, particularly with people whose words carry weight. The goal is full understanding before any response, even when what you're hearing is difficult, unfair, or painful. My daughter came to me once with something she had been carrying for years. I thought I was listening. I was nodding. I was facing her. I was doing all the things a person does when they want to appear present. But within 30 seconds, I was preparing my defense. I was rehearsing an explanation she had not even asked for yet. She stopped mid-sentence and said, "You are not actually hearing me. Are you, Dad?" She was right. I had confused the posture of listening with the practice of patient hearing, and it cost us both something that took a long time to recover. Patient hearing tips are useful in any setting, but when the difficult person across from you is someone you love, a partner, a child, a parent, a sibling, the ordinary advice about staying neutral and separating facts from feelings falls apart fast. You cannot pretend the history is not there. You cannot treat this conversation like a workplace debrief. The intimacy that makes the relationship worth protecting is the same thing that makes real listening so hard to hold. Here is what I have learned, the hard way, over 6 decades of getting this wrong more often than right. Why listening to someone you love feels almost impossible. With a difficult colleague, you can stay regulated. The emotional distance gives you room to apply what you know, but with someone you love, there is no such buffer. When your partner says you've been emotionally unavailable, or your adult child tells you they never felt heard growing up, your nervous system does not treat that as information. It treats it as a threat. The body reacts before the mind can intervene. Your heart rate rises. Your thinking narrows. The words you're hearing stop being data and start being accusations, whether or not they were intended that way. You are no longer in a conversation. You are in a fight or flight state, wearing the mask of someone who is listening. This is not a character flaw. It is biology meeting history. The longer and closer the relationship, the deeper the roots of old patterns run. A single phrase from someone who knows you well can carry 20 years of context in 6 words, and your body responds to all of it at once. Knowing this does not make the reaction stop, but it gives you something to work with. What needs to be true before you begin? No set of patient hearing tips will hold if the basic conditions are not in place. Before you sit down for a hard conversation with someone you love, get 2 things right. First, choose the moment with care. A conversation that begins mid-argument, or when one of you is exhausted, hungry, or under deadline pressure, will not produce patient hearing. It will produce reactive silence at best, and escalation at worst. If a difficult conversation starts coming at you at the wrong time, it is not a failure of courage to say, "I want to hear this properly. Can we sit down in an hour, when I can give you my full attention?" Second, make a private commitment before the conversation begins. Not a commitment to agree with what you will hear. A commitment to understand it before you respond to it. That distinction matters more than any technique. If you sit down already braced to defend your position, patient hearing will be a performance, not a practice. A step-by-step process for patient hearing with someone you love. These steps are ordered deliberately. Each one depends on the one before it. Do not skip to step 4, because it looks easier. Number 1. Set your body before you set your mind. Sit rather than stand. Face the person squarely. Put your phone away completely, not face down, but out of sight. These physical signals do 2 things. They communicate seriousness to the other person, and they send a message to your own nervous system that this is not a confrontation to escape from. Before the conversation begins, take 2 slow breaths. This is not mysticism. It is physiology. Slowing your breath reduces your heart rate enough to buy your thinking brain a few extra seconds. Number 2. Let them speak without interruption until they reach a natural stopping point, not a pause, a stopping point. People who are trying to share something difficult often circle before they land on what they really mean. If you break in the moment there is a gap, you will cut off the part they most need to say. A useful internal rule: wait until you're certain they have finished a complete thought, then wait 3 more seconds before speaking. Number 3. Reflect what you heard before you say anything else. This is the step most people skip, and it is the step that changes everything. Before you respond, defend, explain, or ask questions, say back what you understood. Not a paraphrase that subtly corrects them. A clean reflection. So what I'm hearing is that when I do that, it leaves you feeling like I'm not taking you seriously. Is that right? This serves two purposes. It shows the other person they were actually heard, and it shows you whether you understood correctly, which is often more useful than knowing whether you agree. Number 4. Ask one clarifying question, not several. When the reflection lands, and they confirm you heard them, ask the single question that would most deepen your understanding. Not why did you never say this before, which is a challenge in disguise. Something like, can you tell me more about when this started? Or what would it look like if things were different? One question. Then go back to listening. If you fire 3 questions at once, you take control of the conversation and pull it toward your curiosity rather than their experience. Number 5. Name your emotional state without making it the subject. There will be a moment when what you are hearing produces a strong reaction in you. When that happens, do not suppress it, and do not express it by seizing the floor. Say it briefly, and then return to them. I want to be honest, that one landed hard, and I need a second to stay with it. Keep going. This keeps the conversation honest without redirecting the emotional focus back onto you. It also models the kind of self-awareness that tends to make the other person feel safer, not less safe. Number 6. Hold your response until they say they feel understood. This is the hardest part. It requires you to sit with discomfort that every instinct is telling you to resolve by speaking. The internal question to ask yourself is not, do I have a response ready, but rather, does this person feel genuinely heard yet? You will often know the answer from the energy in the room. If attention has not shifted, they are not done yet. A simple check works well. Is there anything more you want me to understand before I respond? Number 7. Respond to what was said, not the version you feared was coming. This is the step where most conversations collapse. People spend the entire listening phase bracing for the worst version of the message, and then respond to that imagined version rather than the actual one. Before you speak, refer back to your reflection from step 3. Respond to that, the thing they actually said, not the thing it reminded you of. When a conversation happens in writing or across distance, more difficult conversations with loved ones now happen over text, voice note, or video call than at a kitchen table. Patient hearing in these conditions requires a deliberate adjustment. If you receive a difficult message by text, do not reply immediately. The absence of tone and facial cues means you will fill in the gaps with your own emotional state, and it will almost always be the wrong interpretation. If you can, move the conversation to voice or video as soon as possible. Say, I want to give this the attention it deserves. Can we talk? On a video call, your attentive silence looks different than it does in person. Lean toward the camera, not visibly. When you reflect back what you heard, do it more explicitly than you think you need to, because the subtler non-verbal cues that communicate presence in a room do not carry well through a screen. For written conversations that cannot move to voice, the same principle applies: reflect before you respond. Write back what you understood before you write anything about how you feel. This alone will prevent more misunderstandings than any other technique I know. If you find your team conversations benefit from clear structures, the same principles that apply to how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy translate well to personal relationships, particularly the need to separate understanding from reacting. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where patient hearing goes wrong with loved ones. These are the 4 failures I see most often, and that I have made myself. Each one has a correction that is within your control. The mistake: reflecting back with a correction built in. Why it happens: you want to show that you understood, but you also cannot resist improving or reframing what they said. What to do instead? Reflect the words as close to verbatim as you can manage. Your job here is accuracy, not editorial. The mistake, asking why questions too early. Why it happens, why feels like curiosity, but it often reads as challenge, particularly when emotions are already high. What to do instead? Replace why with what or how. What made that moment feel that way for you? Lands softer and opens more. The mistake, using attentive silence as a withdrawal rather than a presence. Why it happens. Staying quiet feels like listening, but if your body has closed down and your eyes have gone flat, the silence reads as punishment. What to do instead? Stay physically open, hands uncrossed, eyes steady, posture forward. Silence with presence is a gift. Silence with shutdown is a wall. The mistake. Making your emotional response the next topic. Why it happens. You feel something strong while they're speaking, and you have been told that honesty in relationships means expressing your feelings. What to do instead? There is a time for your feelings in a conversation. It is after the other person feels heard. Volunteer your state briefly if it is affecting your ability to listen step 5 above. But do not transfer the weight of the conversation onto yourself until they have finished. People who struggle with giving feedback in professional settings often carry the same defensive reflex into personal conversations. Understanding why avoiding difficult conversations is a hidden enemy of team synergy can help you recognize the same avoidance patterns at home. And if you want to strengthen how you frame your own responses after patient hearing, how to use I statements in team conversations gives you a structure that works in personal relationships just as well. Your patient hearing checklist for hard conversations. Keep this somewhere you can actually find it before a difficult conversation begins. Before the conversation, I have chosen a time when neither of us is rushed, hungry, or already flooded. I have made a private commitment to understand before I respond. My phone is out of sight, not just on silent. During the conversation, I'm waiting for a full stopping point, not just a pause, before I speak. My first words after they finish are reflection, not a response. I have asked one clarifying question and returned to listening. If I felt something strong, I named it briefly without redirecting the conversation. I have checked whether they feel understood before I share my own view. After the conversation, did I respond to what was actually said, or to the version I feared? Is there anything left unspoken that still needs to be heard? Do I owe repair? Not an apology as a performance, but a genuine acknowledgement. For that last point, the structure of a genuine repair is worth studying. How to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy gives you a framework that holds up in personal relationships too. The connection between patient hearing and genuine repair is also worth understanding more deeply. The principles behind how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy explain why being heard first makes every subsequent conversation easier. And when you're ready to put your own response into words after the listening is done, how to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy, and how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, both give you language for responding constructively once the listening has done its work. The conversation after the conversation. Here is the truth of it. Patient hearing with someone you love will not always go cleanly. There will be moments where you lose the thread, where something lands too hard, where you interrupt before you meant to. What matters more than a perfect process is what you do when it slips. The conversations that repair relationships are really the grand ones. They are usually small. I think I went defensive back there. Can we try that part again? That takes more courage than any step I have listed above. But it is the practice of it, returning to the attempt, that builds the trust over time. These patient hearing tips are not a performance to deliver. They are a practice to return to, again and again, across a lifetime of conversations with the people who matter most to you. The ground does not shift beneath your feet because you stumbled once. It holds because you kept showing up and kept trying to hear. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing tips for difficult family conversations? Patient hearing tips for family conversations include pausing before responding, reflecting back what you heard before sharing your view, and agreeing on a signal to slow down when things heat up. The goal is to understand fully before you reply, not to prepare your defense while the other person is still speaking. Why is patient hearing harder with people you love? Patient hearing is harder with loved ones because the emotional history between you is long and the stakes feel higher. When someone close to you says something painful, your nervous system reacts before your thinking brain catches up, making it far harder to stay present and listen without defending. How do you stay calm during patient hearing when emotions run high? Staying calm during patient hearing starts with slowing your breath and giving yourself a private signal to stay put. Name the emotion silently so it loses some of its grip. Remind yourself that your job in this moment is only to understand, not to respond, fix, or defend anything yet. What should you do when you disagree with what you are hearing? When you disagree, hold the response. Write it down on paper if it helps. Patient hearing does not require you to agree with what you hear. It requires you to fully understand it before you reply. Disagreement is a conversation for after the other person feels heard, not during. How long should patient hearing last before you respond? Patient hearing should last until the other person has said everything they need to say and feels genuinely understood. That could be 5 minutes or 40. You will usually know because the energy in the room shifts. A simple check, such as asking whether there is anything more, is enough to confirm it. Can patient hearing work when the other person is being unfair or hurtful? Patient hearing is not an agreement to absorb abuse. If someone is being genuinely hurtful, you can name that and pause the conversation. But if the words are painful simply because they are honest, patient hearing is exactly the tool you need. Understanding what someone means really requires you to accept it as true. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.